Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
And they say that Plane Zero could save us. I'm not gonna stand here waiting. I hold on to the wings of the Eagles. Watch as we all tread away. And they're hearing us. They're hearing us as we all chat away. And they're hearing us. They're hearing us as we all chat away. Yeah, 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 yeah. And they're hearing us. They're hearing us as we all chat away.
Hello. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future.
I just heard you though.
Yeah, I know.
You said hello.
This is episode 494. My name is Travis.
James.
Nick.
And we are back after a long little hiatus, but
His name is Connor.
It's Connor. But there's a catch to us also being back, which is that we're ending the show. Not today, but we're basically going to get to episode 500, and that will serve as a finale, which will bring closure to the two people who probably still listen.
Yeah. Sean and...
There is at least one other person who still randomly comments on stuff, so I'm sure they listen, at least.
Is it Fizbo?
Fizbo the clown. But yeah,
if you're listening to this, leave a comment and say I'm one of the listeners or something.
Between the fact that obviously we all now all have kids and that the podcast was originally started,
you know,
as
why we have kids?
Cuz we fucked.
Yeah.
But also the fact that the podcast was originally started as an excuse for us all to at least hang out more than like once every few months. But we're doing that anyways now regularly without doing the podcast, and
that feature is hypertrophy, my friend.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, between that and just time as we're getting older, it's just, you know what? I think it's just time to put this baby to bed. So I touched something and totally ruined, but it didn't ruin the recording. It only ruined how we heard it. Oh
yeah.
I couldn't hear myself anymore. Yeah, I can.
There we go. All right. So you get, including today, you got about 7 more episodes of our dulcet tones. And
so
then we'll
furiously leave messages.
Yeah.
Like Furiosa.
Yeah. You know what
that is?
If you are someone who still listens to it, like, you know what? Share it so that it can get like 5 listeners by the time we
go. Balls out, titties out, whatever you are, whatever
just,
you do.
Just do it all.
If you're from Mars and you got a
vajayjay,
then leave comments or something.
Yeah. Also true.
There you go.
So, that being said, go to planezero.com where you can find links to the social media, Apple Podcasts, and more importantly, that store tab where you can buy shirts that were designed by Aaron, and also our logo or the Obscure Gentleman logo, which were also designed by Aaron.
The shirts fit great. Don't get a medium because
it depends on the size.
If you're too fat like me,
it won't
fit right.
You looked, when you were wearing the medium, you looked like how Aaron drew you.
No, it's too much. It's too much on my chest.
Jim is body dysmorphia.
Yes. No. Yeah. No. You're in better shape than both of us.
No.
And you're like,
got big fat arms.
You know why? Social media. You could see all these other bigger buff boys.
I spend a lot of time looking at dudes.
You see too much of this Greg dulcet tones.
I'm not, Jesse James West, Will Tennyson.
Is Jesse James West, is that a porn star?
That guy's too good looking, too in shape.
I don't think he's like that good looking. He is like good look. His body's amazing.
I mean, he's no Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
From Blink 182?
Not DeLonge. Yeah.
Look, a lot of these, I'm really into They're looking at men good. Nowadays.
And Luke you know
Tennyson's
what?
Good looking,
dude. Yeah.
And that's really the other reason why is just now when we hang out, we're just at the gym.
Yeah.
We've become gym bros.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Looking at dudes not lift right, looking at dudes lifting right. It's all about dudes.
getting mad when an old guy does weird random stuff where he's pulling two cables from different sides of machines so people can't use it. It's weird.
Some guy looks like he's out of shape, but he could squat everything. It's very scary.
He gets low.
Real low.
Real low.
Yep.
So, yeah, do all that stuff. Like I said, buy a shirt. The store is still going to exist regardless because there's no upkeep there.
Because daddy got to make some ducats.
Mad ducats.
Mm-hmm.
Can
mm-hmm.
still say that.
Really, just people buying that Shrimp Shack
shirt. Riz up them ducats.
Yeah, and the Motorhead shirt. Like, I'm just like, what's happening? All right. Cool.
It works. And so, that being said, we all get two more movies that we're each going to pick at one point, and then we'll have our finale, which, of course, will end the way all of our big milestones
end. Has anyone
end.
Seen Debbie Does Dallas, like, actually?
You mean like for us to actually pick it and be like, oh, no,
but I mean,
no, but I could pick Behind the Green Door.
What is that?
That's porno.
That's also one.
I mean, that was like
one of the first.
That's like the one.
That was actually a serious, like, what is that? Like,
no, that was the first one. No.
That was the
what?
One.
I think that was one of the first.
Yeah. The first pornography.
Well, no. Not the, like the, but it was like the first like big.
Like in theaters one, and where people went to go see.
Pornography.
Wow. And so, but Debbie Does Dallas. Is she a Dallas cheerleader?
Yes, and she's banging everyone.
Okay.
Or to become one. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
And she's just having sex with Corbin Dallas from The Fifth Element. That's all. Shit. That's why it's called that. All
right.
So Jimmy picked this week's episode.
Yes. This movie is over the top in many ways, but it's also called Over the Top.
Also it, true.
basically, when I was younger, I saw this movie 2 days in a row and went to Olive Garden also 2 days in a row.
Like you saw it in the theater.
Yes.
Was it one of the side?
Oh, so that means you also did that.
I did that.
Yes. So we.
No, but because remember there was a bunch of theaters all next to each other?
See, kids, back in the 80s.
In the Puente Hills area, how there was like the 8 and the 6.
Yeah. There
yeah, it was weird.
And then there was also a Kikorian.
The theaters were all split apart.
There were two different AMCs and then there was a Kikorian out there.
Yeah. So we went, saw Over the Top with. I believe my father and my mother went to Olive Garden. Then the next day, our uncle and grandma came down. And then we also, over the top and for lunch, we had Little Caesar. Nope, we had Olive Garden.
You just made yourself a liar.
And this is when Olive Garden was amazing.
This is when they sold
it's still
snails.
Amazing. I'm not going to lie.
I'm talking escargot.
My cargo.
Thank you. Yes.
Venetian grilled chicken.
Yeah. He had Venetian grilled chicken for some reason. And I needed to stuff my face with as much food as possible, which is why my arms look so fat right now. So,
from 1986, the food you ate in 1986 is why you
indeed
have body dysmorphia.
But to me, this was like the peak time of a Stallone, even though looking back, no one cared about Cobra or Over the Top.
We did.
We did. And this movie was one of my favorite movies of all time. I also didn't appreciate the song till I watched it years later at the Sausage House,
the place
I lived at.
The
Over
the Top song is way better than the one that they play 900 times.
Yeah,
Meet
Me Halfway Across the Sky. I think it's just called Meet Me Halfway.
Because he says it also.
It's one of the most emotional songs you'll ever hear in your life, pals. Yeah, damn right. But so this movie, what's it about? About fucking arm wrestling and going over the top.
About his son.
The term over the top.
I love how thin
is how you win.
Yeah, the premise is very just like.
Well, who produced this movie?
I don't know.
It's a Canon Films movie.
It's a Canon film. Yes.
So, it was produced, but not only was it produced by Golan Globus, both of them. One of them was the director.
Oh shit!
It was Golan. Golan directed this. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. He directed this and. So Stallone had even said if he directed this movie, he would have made some changes.
Oh, this came out. I was trying to see when it came out.
86.
No, it was released in 87, but before it was Cobra. And before that was the greatest movie ever made, Rocky IV.
I don't know about the greatest movie, but it's one of his greatest movies.
I mean,
for sure.
It's that's when America was America. And then
if you
Rocky
look at that, we're not those people anymore.
Rambo 3 was after
we're like human
that.
Beings.
Rambo 3.
So this was
Rambo 3 is just I
thought this was older.
Rambo 2, I don't remember, but Rambo 3 was peak Stallone body.
Rambo 3 is like in the trailer he shoots the arrow and something blows up. And
that's
you know,
when he does the behind the back.
Yeah. But to me, Stallone,
Rambo 3 is also the one that was dedicated to the brave Mugadeen or whatever warriors
to Yama's uncle. Yamadunko was actually in it, literally in it. Stallone has always been the Megadeth to me, while Arnold has always been the Metallica of like...
That's just a fact.
One is just like...
So Stallone was almost in all of Arnold's movies with him, and then yeah. Stallone kicked him out.
Correct, and then he kicked his puppy. And then,
yeah.
There's some problems. But so this movie, it's... this guy, Lincoln Hawk, is set up as like... everything in this movie, he seems like a good guy. He seems like a solid dude.
Is it Hawk or Hawks? Because people call him both throughout this movie.
I thought it was just Hawk.
It's Hauk.
He gets called Hawk and Hawks.
Yeah.
It's a Jewish name.
Is it Hauk?
I don't know.
No, Hauk's a German name. I have a warehouse guy named Hauk. Steve Hauk. There you go. Shout out to Steve Hauk, who does not listen.
But then they don't really give like...
Also, his son's name is Mike Hawk.
What?
In the movie, his son's name is Michael.
Oh, shit. Michael Hawk.
Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk. Wow. Real mature,
that
man.
Little kid.
Hey, his mom just died.
They claim that was put in there as a legit inside.
Was it?
It was considered an inside joke at the
is
time.
Is this like calling Total Nonstop Action Wrestling TNA?
Or is this also like, what's his name, claiming Summer of 69 now is reference to 69, but he said used to say before that it never was?
No one's 69 back then with all those big bushes.
Well, you can't with your first thick string.
Yeah.
Thick string.
That makes sense. But... The whole premise of him being such a good stand-up guy and then like, hey, I'm dying, go with your dad.
He doesn't, they don't go into detail why he actually left.
They could have easily just...
I had to be a drunk driver.
They could have easily made it just like, oh, well, her father didn't approve and he made you leave.
Did she? I also want to know, did she just bang a truck driver? Was he always a truck driver?
They were married. So yeah, it wasn't like she just had a one-night stand
and
with
how
him.
How come she couldn't tell the dad, like, you need to do this?
He also kept saying they were still married. Like, he's like, my wife.
And my wife.
My wife. Yeah, that's him doing a bored impression.
I just think it's weird that someone that ripped would be a truck driver like that.
Also, her involvement in this movie is the equivalent. Like, her whole involvement just feels like... like a walking, talking version of the mom in the room saying, I just got the results in. I have breast cancer. Because it feels feels so inconsequential.
Worse and worse.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she sounded. I love you guys.
She sounded weak.
I love how this kid, Michael.
Hey, he deserves an Oscar.
But he's such a 1980s health person.
I fucking hate. I know.
And
you know how many calories that has?
Yeah, when he said that, I wanted to like, look at him. How dare you? Don't you tell that man that. Look at this guy. He's jacked.
You know what? Sylvester Stallone shouldn't have made his bitch ass son arm wrestle that kid.
That was weird.
He made him do that, and I'm like,
and that kid was way bigger. And there's no scene of him.
He's a giant. You hear that? He's like 5'6".
He's a monster.
Told you, I'm tall.
But besides, like, him showing him how to use that machine, which they both did the same weight on.
He did. This kid was able for his first time trying to lift the same weight as a grown ass Stallone.
You just gotta believe in it. That kid was so much bigger than him. There's no way.
A grown ass Stallone.
And that kid was a little bitch.
He's a better kid than
school.
He thinks.
He was constantly running away and just like, "Where's my Christmas cards, Dad?
Where's my Christmas card?" And then,
I love that though. Is this why you like ripping sleeves off of things?
Most likely.
Because Stallone rips the sleeves off his jacket.
Everyone did in the 80s. You see any of those guys with sleeves on? No.
I've seen plenty. Stallone wears sleeves throughout a good portion of this movie.
But a lot of movies, they always have no sleeves.
And then, like, it's weird. At the end, he's like, I got hit too many times. I don't think so well.
Terry Funk's in it.
Terry Funk's in it is one
bring
of the best parts.
Bring in the noise.
I love the extreme nature of... It's like he wants to keep his son, so he crashes his big rig through a fucking mansion.
He had full rights legally to keep his son until he broke the law right there.
He could have just called the cops.
He could have just been like, well, this is my son.
Yeah, they just kidnapped my son.
Yeah, and instead of, I'm going to drive through. And then he drives through.
But good for him for only wrecking the door.
Yeah.
His truck.
But that's like, he tried to murder them. That's... Yeah. Crazy. And Robert Loggia, he just doesn't like this guy because he's a trucker.
Robert Loggia's in this movie.
He's the villain.
This is the first time I've seen this.
This is where...
Tony.
He always seems like he's been 16 years old.
Like, I'll say this. I've seen bits and pieces of it because I feel like...
That.
I know. Because I feel like I... Mr. Chicken Dance did. I feel like I remember like my sister watching this, maybe even my brother, but I never really watched this movie. So this is my first time. Like when you guys would quote, you know, when I turn my hat around
back in the day,
this is my switch.
This is my switch. And it's like when the hat goes around, it's
my
spark
body
plug.
Is my engine. This is my fire plug. And I'm going to light them up.
I mean, all of that, I didn't know.
The weight classes were all over the place.
It's funny that the movie is the way it is, and then in the third act it turns into like, well, let's interview these arm wrestlers.
Yeah. We did have toys.
Did they just arm wrestle?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a little knob you turned. And.
Oh, that's cool.
It was
cool. That's actually kind of cool for...
But that Bull Hurley guy, like, he looks gigantic.
No, but
the other guy was way bigger.
They were
way too jacked. I mean, but they were more bodybuilder big, and like now that like you look at like actual arm wrestlers, it's like...
No, but usually, like, how the black guy was built, usually they're built like that now.
Yeah.
Like, where they're just really, like, strong dudes.
He was the head of the Teamsters unit. They brought that up a lot.
I know. It was very...
Head of the Teamsters.
But you know what I found funny, which I didn't realize, when the guy drinks the, like, oil, and then he's drinking Alka-Seltzer.
I've always fucked himself up. I always remember
that. I'm like, that's great.
Because he ate the cigarette, yeah, then he drank the oil. Oh. It's like, that's not tough. That's bad. You're going to hurt your tummy.
What are you trying to prove there?
How come that was the only 2 out of 3? Just so he could lose and then come back the next day and then...
I guess so they show... I know it...
But he only won once.
It's more realistic, I guess, that they're showing that. I don't know.
Because the final match is sudden death.
But you see all those guys that are in it, like, you're like, this is an 80s movie. I mean, every guy with their glasses,
that guy just showed
mustaches.
When Bull shows up at the... So is that... Who is that man to you? It's my dad. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
That Bull Hurley guy is a little sassy.
He headbutted him. He should have been fucking
I know,
disqualified.
That still upsets me because it's like he cheated.
I mean, they saw it. And then they were like, oh,
this is an
cool
official thing in Vegas where there's betting. The rules need to happen.
Rules matter.
Don't. And then he's just like, oh, he headbutted
and then
me. Okay.
Also, to see him bet like that was crazy.
Put 7,000.
No, because
how much?
How it was, I'd be like, 147. $20, that's how you do it now.
I wanted to do the calculation of if the odds are 1 out of 20 and he bets $7,000, how much money would he get back?
So if you put down $20, you get $100.
I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus Christ.
Too much protein.
Jesus wept. Man.
I don't know.
I just passed gas. No one could hear
like,
it, but
I
passed
did.
Gas. No, I mean saying the mics probably didn't pick it up.
I heard it through my headphones.
I wish.
Jesus. No, I don't know how much money would he get, but also you win all that money and you get your own big rig. And I like how when they're asking people, like, what does this mean to you? I just want a truck.
That's all he cares. I don't really care about the money. I just want a truck. One where if I had to take a nap, I could sleep in the back instead of in the chair.
You almost just sound like you're doing a lazy Southern gentleman boy.
Well, I declare.
I just need a truck.
Wouldn't it be like $140,000?
I would like a good tasty mint julep.
$1,000.
I guess. But he was trying to give him, Robert Lozier was trying to give him a lot of money and a good truck.
No, $500,000. And be like, hey. He was giving him like double of what
you don't
got to
see this little brat at all.
But he wants to see the little brat.
I don't know. He didn't send
but then
Christmas.
Why I love that his idea is just a picture of them being married at the wedding. Like, yeah. By the way, when he goes to pick him up at the school, at the military school.
And
like,
he sees your ID. Shut up, you little bitch ass. That's all I thought. I didn't like the kid. I never liked him in the movie.
But then he turns.
What else was he in? Nice. Wasn't he in?
Not a lot.
He's not in the Flight of the Navigator.
That's not him.
I mean, he's a good actor as a child.
What?
I mean, you know, he... Kid actors suck.
I don't know, man. He kept telling them, like, I eat tuna on toast. Oh, nice. Okay, those carbs? Cool. Go ahead. Eat that toast.
He didn't know his
80s.
But Stallone changed his order from that delicious protein.
He wanted that
to
big slab of steak. Like, I get it. The fat isn't, but...
And then in the background when he's arm wrestling Smasher, his friend says, get him, Smasher. Someone yells at him.
I like...
Oh, so you're a con man. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Everything that kid says.
I like the idea of a guy coming up and being like, I'm Smasher. It's like, huh?
Okay.
It's like, oh, all right.
Smasher.
Okay, Smasher. I like that in the 80s, you go to any diner and they got a room dedicated for arm wrestling.
Well, yeah, it was the 80s.
We don't know. We weren't driving.
We don't know. We weren't in the trucking scene at that time.
They weren't all truckers.
I see a lot of truckers, and I know that sounds like a lie, but it whenever I go to job sites, like, there's truckers there. None of them are jacked at all. I'm sure there are, but there's...
They might have big forearms.
Maybe, man. I don't know. Maybe in the 80s, truckers were jacked.
Do they talk about lot lizards?
They just piss in bottles and throw them in into the leveler pits.
You know,
for
they're
some
called
reason.
Lot lizards because they look like lizards.
Yeah,
wow,
that's amazing.
Gizzards.
Lot lizard.
I'll stab you, gizzard.
Arnold Stallone. I wish it was.
He wasn't
Arnold.
That big. Because even when he's like there, like warming up, I'm like, he's fucking small compared to all these.
I mean, he's in amazing shape, but yeah, because he's not a
too
big guy.
Many jacked fucking.
No, they
dudes.
Had monsters. There's a guy who's wearing a fucking swolo, a polo that was like way too, and he just had glass. He looked like a math teacher.
Yeah,
but he was like a scary one.
Yeah,
I was like, that guy would probably actually win.
And that guy with a tank top. See, I don't look like that guy, so I'm fat.
Which one? The black dude?
The dude that like with the. He was wolf or animal or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, did that guy actually break his arm? Because I'm like, that guy, that was fairly good acting. If it was fake,
yes,
though,
the guy whose arm popped, I believe, yes, it did
that
happen.
That was real?
I think so.
Because
how I feel
they
like that's what
it?
I saw in the trivia.
Okay,
because
how they did it, I was like, that's good acting. But I guess he did.
And I love the whole arm wrestler thing. And I wish, like, the actual, like, one of the top arm wrestlers is the greatest shit talker ever. I can't remember his fucking name.
He's the,
he's not the biggest guy either.
He's actually, he's the dad of Devin, a football player, too.
Really?
No, but not like, the football player isn't that amazing. Okay. But.
Because his name's Devin something.
Yeah.
Sawa.
And so Devin Sawa. He, like, he destroys huge people. And he's the greatest shit talker. But everyone's shit talking is this is just, I'm going to rip your arm off. I'm going to break your arm. Yeah. It's like, okay, all right.
They're not saying anything mean about their wives or their kids.
But no. Yes, cause, and Stallone had said that originally he kept turning the movie down.
Stallone
and they just
called Steve Austin.
And they kept offering him more money to the point where he was just like, all right, what the hell? I might as well just do it if they're going to pay me.
Or did he or did like, he look at them and say, that offer is over the top.
At the time, that's a good one. At the time, he was it was the highest paycheck an actor had ever gotten for making
for
a movie.
For over the top?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad I won all those Oscars.
Because Golden Globus. But also, he said if he'd have he was very disappointed in the final film, and if he'd have directed it, he would have had it to where it's less actual rock and roll music, like,
no,
and
no,
it would have been scored
great.
And it would have been scored, you know, instead. And he would have made like the actual Vegas thing more ominous. And it feels like he just wanted to make it more serious, yeah, like an actual action
film.
Well,
you know what?
He's and also the original it. Screen, the original screenwriter said when he first saw it, he cried because it was so different from what he wrote.
It's gonna happen. Wow.
Hey, remember what they wanted to do to Rocky IV?
Well, he almost lost. He was going to lose in this, too.
Abomination, what they wanted
what
how
they wanted
to change that movie.
What was supposed to happen?
No, they just tried. That movie would have been totally different if, like, Sylvester Stallone got his way, right?
Well, he made his version.
No, I know. But it's not that movie.
From what I've heard, though, most people will say that the new version that he did, his redone version,
but
is
wrong.
Better. Hey. But I still need to watch it.
But they're wrong.
But it's a more serious movie, and it also takes out a lot of the.
Why do we need that?
The robot's not in it.
It's
he cut out the scene with the robot.
Why?
I mean, that makes sense. I get it.
Why? No, it doesn't.
No, we love it, but we love it because it's also bad. Like, the things that we love,
you
don't
what?
Make it a good movie per se.
I was
going to
bring,
but
up,
it's amazing.
I was going to bring up right now. Why was Zach from the Power Rangers in this for a second? And then I'm like, nope, that's the other movie we saw for next week.
He was. I thought that too. Yeah. I was like, I hope he got paid for that.
I'm like, that's odd. But no, he was not, because he'd probably be a little boy.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so there's like a lot of people were not obviously happy,
I mean,
with the final
it
product.
It sounds like
but
his corrections to over top it seemed like a fine just 80s movie.
For
about
what it
arm
was,
wrestling.
It was fine, yeah.
And if when you change the he's like ahead of his time wanting to change the kitschiness to be more serious, then it's just like, okay. I don't even think this is a pretty basic ass movie. There's not like a lot of like,
it was,
oh, that's cheesy.
It
or
was
like,
not Rocky IV.
Oh no. And comparing this even to like, say, look, I'm not trying to say they're even remotely in the same boat, but this is way more of a real movie than No Holds Barred was.
Oh yeah, of course it is.
Like,
yeah,
way more.
No Holds Barred was
is
just
ridiculous.
A shithole movie.
How
yeah.
How does a suite look like that though?
Who was
just a house?
What?
When he went up to Robert Loesch's suite, I was like, that's just a house.
Oh yeah, I
was
forgot.
That in the hotel?
When you mean when he ran the truck into it?
No. Like at the end when he throws his ass through.
Oh,
the window.
Oh, that
is
part
it there.
Well, it wasn't in Circus. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a hotel because they're in Vegas. Because
oh.
Remember,
no,
the kid,
I know they are.
The kid had to fly
it
to
was
get
the,
there.
It was the Tangiers.
It was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They didn't show much of Vegas.
They didn't, but he gambled. And I like how she's like, she just looks at the guy like, hey, what are the odds of Link Hawk? 1 in 20. All right.
Also, yeah, they were originally going to have Hawk lose.
That's what I call
and
gambling.
Stallone, but no, that was the one thing Stallone was right about. He's like, I can't lose again. Not because he was like, you know, I wouldn't mind the idea of my character losing, but I think who I am now,
yeah,
people aren't going to buy it.
No.
It's why like I lost it? In Rocky, in the first Rocky, because no one knew who I was, and it would work
which
for me as
also
an actor.
Just, as a movie, it's like, awesome, okay, cool. But you can't do that to him in Over the Top.
Yeah.
It's he went over the top.
Correct.
But know what? Other guys should also went over the top. Then he's got two guys like holding onto their fingers.
And then they... That does happen, though, how they lose grip. And then
oh, yeah. I like that they had to bring out a contraption.
They did sell, which I did want, one of those. It was a plastic thing where you would put your arm
a little kid
and hold
one,
on
yeah.
to it for arm wrestling purposes.
For little kids. They did sell it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's fun.
Arm wrestling was big,
big in
the
80s.
Table.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
it was even like
I'm
even
just
at our
about
school.
Walden Elementary. I can't vouch for the rest of the world.
Even our, yeah, at our but even by the time we were there in Walnut and everything,
it was an elementary school.
It was a thing.
And
people
I go over the top.
Wrestle.
If I could play some Kenny Loggins, I go over the top. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's weird that you would beat them.
I just love every
I'm
time
right.
hearing that piano for Meet Me Halfway.
I know when you hear it, you're like
it's just every time, every single time there's anything happening. Besides the over the top song, just wonderful.
What? Who does that song? Because he sounded familiar. Was it Esposito?
Are you talking about the song at the end that he's actually arm wrestling?
Yeah.
The one that's by Sammy Hagar?
Over the Top is by Sammy Hagar?
That's Sammy Hagar. No. Yeah. It was the song at the end during like the big tournament during the montage
yeah, that's
is Sammy
over
Hagar.
Over the Top.
Yeah, because it was originally recorded by the guy from Asia, and they said it didn't sound.
Which guy?
It didn't sound.
Lopez.
the lead singer of Supergroup Asia.
You know what the fans of Asia are called?
Asians.
Yep.
Are they?
I don't know. It was a tweet from a long time ago.
But yeah, that I'm pretty sure the Over the Top song.
Well, it's just a great. Is that why it's so good?
He is the Red Rocker.
Wait, Kenny Loggins
like
does
to the point
Mimi
where
halfway.
When we were listening, because when we were watching it, Tawny was just like, "I know that," and then she's like, "That's Kenny. That's our no." She was like, "That's Sammy Hagar." And she looked it up. She's like, I knew it was Sammy Hagar.
Did
like,
you know he also owns the Hagar Slacks company?
I didn't know that.
Sells his clothes at Kohl's.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't he have like a
He sold food? Cabo Wabo Tequila, yeah. And now he has a new beverage.
He does. Is that still exist?
I don't know.
Tequila?
I don't keep tracks on
Sammy him. Hagar?
Yeah.
Winner Takes All is Sammy Hagar.
That's at the very end then.
Let's see.
Who sings Over
but
the Top?
That's what I'm looking for.
Is it Joe Esposito? Because it sounded very familiar, like one of those guys.
No? There's not a song on here called Over the Top, which
but
leads me to believe
it.
That Winner Takes All
then
is
that
the
is
song.
It.
Okay.
And that, yes, back to that being Sammy Hagar. I mean, I can look up the lyrics
I feel
real
that,
quick, too.
That Meet Me Halfway Across the Sky is Kenny Loggins' best song he's ever done.
No, it's not.
It is. It is.
Wait.
It is to
the
me.
The guy who made Danger Zone?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Me and Travis already talked about this, and Danger Zone isn't as good as I'm All Right. So first it's this,
no,
I'm All Right,
I
then
mean,
Danger Zone.
Danger Zone's the best song.
No, it's top five.
I prefer I'm All Right for sure.
I prefer because I just get happy.
I like that
I do,
too.
Don't get me wrong.
Those two are
Danger
better
Zone's
than this
amazing.
One.
No, I'm All Right is my favorite Kenny
well,
Loggins
okay,
song.
I'm
yeah.
okay with
second
that.
Favorite song.
Then over then playing with the boys.
The boys
then Danger Zone.
Get out of here.
Playing with the boys.
That's
play
the volleyball it. Song from Top Gun.
Play with the
man,
boys.
Man, so he was just being thrown like, hey, make a song for this scene.
What should I call this? Or play? I mean, I guess playing with the boys. Fuck it, stupid.
I mean.
He's solid.
Dude made some money.
Bunch of gay dudes playing volleyball.
You don't know.
Yeah. And okay. Yeah. Winner Takes It All. They say Over the Top in that. Okay. Sorry. I had to get that information for
almost
us.
As good as it's the song important. They play in Teen Wolf.
Oh, it's not a touch tab. There's this stupid call. I didn't expect it to.
Oh, we're gonna call?
In. No, I already I exited. It.
Oh man,
caller, we could have left.
I could have. It would have been my parents.
Kathy, go ahead.
Ron the Bear, the fuck beast.
You're yes. talking about Sammy Hagar.
He looks like Sammy Hagar.
That's why we said Sammy Hagar's name three times, then he appeared.
Summoned him.
He tried to
boy, you
summoned.
Talk about Hagar? I could sense it.
He doesn't quite talk like
no,
that.
That's exactly his voice.
All right, let me get him on the blower.
That's exactly how
Whoa.
How he talks. Yeah. But yeah, so he goes over the top and he wins. So good job.
Yeah,
and then he gets his kid back.
That derailed us.
Yeah, he also takes him on the road.
Yeah, he also punks Terry Funk.
But also throws him. Okay, so
well, he's like, I won't own it.
But also, here's the other thing: is he'd already signed the papers.
I know,
giving custody over to Robert Loggia.
So he did this, and Robert Loggia's like,
so
hey,
Robert Loggia could still be like,
no,
you signed fucking papers,
and he
because their bet yeah. didn't say anything no, about him taking him back,
that.
Right?
No, because he was like, even though we did this, I'm still going to give you that new truck at $500,000. That scared me.
Yeah, he was going to still give him all that on top of what he already offered him. But it's just like, again, he won. It's not like there anything said that, oh, hey, if I win this, I get my son back.
Well, maybe Robert Loggia just respected him so much, shared a glass of OJ. And
he went over the top. And then, no, Robert Loggia turned into a vampire.
I'm that boy's father.
Have you seen that movie? You seen that movie?
No. Vamp?
No, with the guy from...
oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
No, the... LaPaglia? What's his name?
Joe LaPaglia? Anthony LaPaglia?
That guy.
The guy from So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Yes, but he's like... He's a cop, and then there's a sexy vampire lady.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And she turns Robert Loggia into a vampire.
Oh, and, once bitten.
Nope. I watch. Don Rickles is also in it, by the way.
Yeah. I remember that movie.
Is this Once? Like no, that Once Bends with
Jim Carrey.
Harry Hamlin.
No.
Or no, the really tan guy.
That's what Jim
Carrey. No, Once Bitten. I'm thinking of Love at First Bite.
Yeah. I saw that movie, too. I used to see it all the time for some reason.
I never saw that one.
We used to watch it a lot.
I used to saw Rockula.
What? Like The Rock as Dracula?
No, Rockula.
The Rock.
The guy from... With the chainsaw from Summer School played Rockula.
What?
And the bad guy in that movie was the guy who sings She Blinded Me With Science.
Is that Rockadoodle?
No, it was called Rockula.
The actual guy, Thomas Dolby?
Correct. How come you don't remember this?
No.
We watched it a bunch of time.
Okay, was this vampire movie before or after Big?
I don't know.
Was it the 80s?
No, it was probably 90s.
Big what? What are you talking about?
The movie Big for Robert Loggia. He was in it with Tom Hanks.
Oh, it was probably after Big, definitely.
Let's see.
Some girl, she had like glowing eyes on the box art.
Glowing ice.
Glowing ice.
Innocent eyes. Blood?
Yes.
Okay.
That's about
gotta hang up that phone.
Gang war in LA and
Innocent
Blood. A blood accidentally gets jailed for a Crip killing. No?
I too soon? You. Yeah, yes. It's all very much too soon.
So he made Rocky, though. I think that's crazy.
Who did?
Like he
Rambo made Rocky?
Yeah, well, he made the first Rambo and Rocky and how serious they are. And then he's made a lot of, I mean.
And then he turned those two serious movies into some bullshit.
You know what? He improved.
Wonderful. No,
I never cared about Rambo, to be honest.
Made them so cartoony.
I've only ever seen First Blood.
Like, no, I've seen part three.
The first one. I've never seen
part
that,
three. I saw
which is
it,
also right. A canon film.
That's weird.
Oh, and Cobra. I loved Cobra, but yeah. That movie was serious.
Which might have also been,
wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Wasn't Shao Kahn the bad guy?
Yeah. Apocalypse.
Yeah, that guy should have played Apocalypse.
Like,
anyway,
you got a face like Apocalypse, and then so they casted Poe Dameron.
makes sense.
That guy is right there living.
A guy who's
somehow.
Not even small. He's not even that big.
It's like they didn't have access to Wizard magazine.
Okay, yeah. So Stallone has a good track record with Golden Globus because they produced Cobra. They produced at least Rambo 3, if not Part 2, which I think they also did do Part 2, which is why it's so crazy different in tone from Rambo 1, from First Blood. I believe they might have also done that, too.
Yeah, because
and Superman Quest for Peace.
But then when does he kill a bunch of Mexicans, Rambo?
Superman?
That's Last Blood.
That's the last one that happened.
That was the last one.
Where does Last Blood take place in the universe?
At the end.
He has short hair and he kills a bunch of Mexicans.
That's weird.
Because then there was just Rambo, which was the one that actually people liked. That was from like early 2000s.
They were going to have werewolves in it.
Burma's a war
he
zone.
He said that he was going to have
the original Rambo or Last Blood? Last Blood was going to supposedly have Mexican werewolves.
I would have been all up in that movie.
That's what he was talking about this whole time.
It was gonna go somewhere crazy.
So it was like, hey, Hear me out. There's an episode of Reno 911. I want to tie it into that.
I heard online,
Terry knew.
Online, I saw a thing of someone saying when you have like franchises that have already gone too far.
Like Fast and Furious.
And he was like, Kurt Russell gets a letter gives a letter to Dom Toretto. We need your team to go get some samples on an island in South America. And he was like, and then there's dinosaurs. And they smash his car. He connects with the T-Rex. I'm like, I would watch the fuck out of that movie.
I would. I you know it all. Like the crazier, like for a while, the crazier the Fast and Furious got, the way more entertaining it was. Anyways, as far as I was concerned, but Hobbs and Shaw's still the best.
And then
movie
he said at the
done.
End about we got dinosaurs and family. He's like, and it ends. It's like
I like when Hobbs pees on the Toyota symbol.
Me too.
I know exactly what you're referring.
It's a black
to.
Black Superman.
That's Idris Elba, but yes.
Yes.
You know, he's Idris Elba. He can do whatever he wants. Whatever, always that clip from Hot Ones. So, does...
Can you fight? That's Can you fight?
Does Over the Top hold up, Nick?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoyed watching it again. I haven't seen it, I don't know, since I was a kid, probably. Since we were younger. I mean, but I've seen it like 900 times. This and the Last Starfighter. And every time it just keeps getting better and better. I mean, it is just a normal story that is like so 80s that it's just like, this is great.
You know what? This movie is not actually over the top. There's nothing over the top about it. It's just like, it's just a movie.
I mean, really, I feel like if you wanted to show someone what like that time period was, if you show them Rocky IV, like that's that time period. Like, that has everything you need to explain this is what was happening. And then even the ending. Like, it's just everything.
If I can change, yeah. Then you can change.
And
Louise can change.
And why does he talk so like a fucking idiot? So much Stallone just sounds
not as much in that one. It's mostly part five.
No, but even in this one, it's just how he normally talks. But sometimes I see him talk like normal.
Not to go back to Last Blood, but my biggest problem with Rambo and Last Blood is...
The no werewolves in it?
No, the Vietnam vet... With plastic surgery face, it's like, that's not.
In which one?
It's just his face.
Last Blood?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Oh, you mean why does he have
so this
that?
Vietnam vet went through all this stuff, got called back to do whatever with the Mogadishu fires, whatever. And then he has plastic surgery.
Last Blood's not even about another mission. That's about him getting revenge because they came after him.
But
he's got plastic surgery. Why did he get plastic surgery? Is my problem. He's just sitting there.
But the fourth one. Is for sure him going on another mission because he got to go to Burma, which I don't know if you know this, Burma's a war zone.
That's what I heard. Man.
Burma!
I don't know.
Rambo in a cartoon.
I also remember that.
He was a force of freedom.
Again.
We had toys.
Remember, though, the first movie is that it's about a Vietnam vet who's basically homeless. Who's homeless, who's dealing with PTSD, who's basically getting kicked out of town because he is a hobo. And they spit on him, call him baby killer. All this crazy drama and baggage he has, and then all of a sudden he's an action hero.
And they send him back.
Yeah. They send him back, and you know what? That guy's not
to
his enemy.
Fools.
The correct
they
term.
Send him back to turn what's his name into John Kreese.
Yeah. The correct term is hobosexual.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you finished with your holds up? Or
Metal Gear Solid's very sexual game because my son is replaying it. And it's just like he's always flirting with the girls.
With Merle.
With all of them.
But also
Asian
her,
girl.
Yeah.
It's any girl that comes on the
Ling?
Comms.
Is that
yeah.
her name?
He flirts with so all of them. And then he has his shirts off. And then he's like getting electrocuted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can get electrocuted with your shirt off.
And then my son called me. And he was like, what's happening? And I walked in. And they were showing like Liquid Snake. I was like, oh, they're all clones. It's like, don't worry about it. That's what it is.
I'm not sure if I would say it holds up. I didn't hate it. For what I was expecting to get into.
Have you never
this,
seen this before?
Correct.
Wow.
I have made that comment.
That's crazy.
This is 100% the first time I've seen this front to back. Honestly, I was expecting to be like to be very just like bored watching it because it had in my head it had the baggage of being a Golden Globus film as well, like from canon.
You're not saying Golden Globes.
No, I'm saying Golden Globus.
Well,
there's two separate names.
Every time you say it, though, I'm thinking that's what you're saying. Golden Globes.
But honestly, it was just a movie. It was a regular movie. It was entertaining enough. It wasn't awful. And you're right. It 100% is kind of just a timestamp of 80s, like just arm wrestling.
But not enough.
And truck drivers.
Because it wasn't Rocky IV.
I mean, nothing is.
It's really not. It really isn't.
You just did parcel tongue again.
Nothing is. I don't know. For me, this is more... This fits into... I don't think I could ever recommend it to anyone, and I don't see myself rewatching it. Now, I'm glad now that I've had the experience. I would say it's...
I mean, he hurt his arm. Like, he injured himself, but then he still won. I don't buy that.
Yeah, it's like because I wouldn't even say it's an A&PM hot dog, because an A&PM hot dog would imply that I would go back for it.
I haven't had one of those,
but not recommend. I can't even think of how long I've had. It's been a while. I guess it's just an I'm all right.
The part in that song where he says he still remembers the way you taste. It's like, oh, look at this guy making out.
So I mean, I guess I would say it's a not hold.
That's the big twist at the end of the course, because it changes the words. To where it's like, oh, shit. That's supposed to be the heavy part.
I don't think I've listened to that whole song.
I don't know
what he's saying. I know that. I know what he's talking about, but.
Okay. I don't know.
Back one about taking your panties off.
I like the way you look at me. I like the way you slap my ass.
That's weird. That I don't need Chad Kroeger.
It's Figured You Out. That's the name of the song.
Okay. I don't need Chad Kroeger telling me stuff like that.
He likes to have his ass smacked.
He
what
looks
are you
like a
do?
Wet chihuahua. He had sex with Avril Lavigne.
Lavigne.
Yeah, he did.
Good job.
It's a no holds up for me, but it's like just barely on that scale. Like it's mostly just because I don't see myself recommending it or rewatching it.
I know.
Sorry.
No, I can't.
Now you can.
Now I can.
Yeah, I know. It's just the court. Once again, the listener can hear everything. So, nice. But like I said, it's a very mild doesn't holds up. Like it could easily be on the other edge of things, but yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Jimmy,
I'm kind of in the same place as you. I just love it because of nostalgia, I think. But also, I saw it last time I saw it was in college at the Sausage House. Then I think I also saw it in Texas once, and I like to revisit it. There's as far as a lot of 80s movies go, there's always a lot of fat and boring parts in it. This movie just goes. Every beat is just like, okay.
Well, it's because the kid made sure that the fat wasn't in there. Because he's like, look at the calories there.
You know what movie doesn't have that either? What? Rocky IV.
Rocky IV is just a series of music videos with a plot.
That's why it's so great.
It's like Moonwalker, basically.
I definitely can't recommend this to anybody. It is one of those things where I saw a few videos of arm wrestlers being like, oh, yeah, it's like a classic to arm wrestlers. But because
that massive community.
Yeah, because they did have a truck driver like circuit or whatever. And so that's the part that it's based on that came out afterwards. I don't know.
Well, the over-the-top tournament did not actually start. It was started because of this movie.
Yes. But
the guy who
was
called
guy.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
So there is a guy who this movie is based on, right? And he was an arm wrestler. He was a truck driver. So it's partially based on his experiences. However, the tournament that Sylvester Stallone wins in this did not start until after this movie. Now, that guy went and entered the tournament when it started, and he also won it.
Oh, wow.
So it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But he didn't win it prior to them making the movie.
It's like a snake sucking its own cock.
An Ouroboros.
They could.
Yes.
An Aurora Borealis.
Yeah. Say that in partial time.
In 15 years, when your son's in high school, if he's like, you know, since arm wrestling is the most popular sport in the world, like, what, is there a movie you think I could watch?
Well, then I'll have to be like, fuck, dude, I got the movie
There's
for
only
you,
one
boy.
Movie you can watch.
So hopefully it's still on YouTube for free with ads that are way louder than the movie itself. Yeah.
So now that you're a man, you better watch this. So
I will become Southern in my old age, by the way.
Like Stallone.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, Adrian. Yeah, I I like this movie, but it's something I can't recommend to anyone. How often am I going to watch it? I'll probably watch it again another 10 years or something like that. But
he was in better shape in Expendables, probably, in reality.
Well, because he was on MGH.
No, I mean, he was huge.
HGH. Yeah, he was on mutant growth hormone.
Goddamn.
He was on human.
I mean,
yeah, he was
I mean,
on HGH.
Talking TRT. He's probably looked HGH. The best I'm he's talking. Ever looked making, like, the first Expendables. Like, he looked amazing.
He was on gear.
In the, well, yeah, I know.
Like, well, so much
Rambo
gear.
Rambo 3, he looked... Like,
but I don't know, he was a monster.
Also,
though.
Rambo 4, which was around the same time as Expendables, he was also oh, he in was that also same amazing great. Shape.
He yeah. was bigger, though.
Yeah.
Because Rambo 3, he's like not, he's big, but he's not.
That's true. But then whenever, like, I saw him next to Arnold, it's like, ugh.
Well, it's like he made all the serious movies.
Fucking Mr. Olympia.
And then he's also
greatest
he's
bodies
a man.
Of all time.
He's also in Creed, which is a great movie.
What really pisses me off, let me tell you what really pisses me off on social media. Just see when people are like, oh, what happened to Arnold's body? He's fucking 70, you motherfuckers.
And he's still in amazing shape for his age.
I know.
I think he's older.
Well, and also, like,
he's still in amazing shape for my age.
Yeah, I mean, shit. So,
I would love to have that body.
He's the greatest body.
I would.
Inside me.
Body in the world. What's wrong with you?
He's old right now?
Well, no, not right now.
Well, I mean, yeah, original.
But that's a pillar. Oh, look, it's like, no, what? He didn't die from gear, so good job. If you're old and you're on gear, you did it. You made it. You survived.
He's out there.
But that's
there.
Because he also puts in his protein shakes, he puts the whole eggshell. I'm going to start doing that, I think.
So he blends it then?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we're taking things like D-ball and just normal things.
That's the best Arnold Schwarzenegger impression I've ever heard.
That's pretty good. Almost sounded like the ladies' man.
No, I'm doing Ronnie Coleman.
Yeah.
And he did say that. And he's like, you know, normal things.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, where can people find you? Do you have anything to recommend this week?
Play Nick 23. Recommend. The Spider-Man cartoon. Was it The Amazing Spider-Man?
Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. It's so good.
It is. It's really well done.
I mean, they really just take everything from comics, video games, everything that's been on.
It's another great Elseworlds type. It's a great alternative, like, alternate universe to the actual MCU Spider-Man
because
story.
They use, like, the Doctor Strange-like thing, but then you notice when Amazing. They're going to the other world, it's, like, the bubble effect that the Across the Spider-Verse has.
Yeah.
I'm like, awesome. Like, just little things like that and how they did it and, like, how everything's old-timey. It's just great.
And it's got PFT, Paul F. Tompkins. That's my man.
He's an owl. What's that guy's name?
I forget.
What's that Marvel character? Is he called the Owl?
The Owl.
Yeah. Well, that has to be him.
Not Owsley. Owsley is a mob boss who is the Owl. His last name is actually Owsley. Oh.
Is it?
Yes.
Because he looks now exactly look like up. That character. But who knows? Because Dr. Connors is a lady.
Also true.
So. I mean, but they always they're dropping hints towards everything. And then I hope, like,
amazing.
The whole thing with Tombstone is great. And you see his hands and stuff.
These hands. Strong.
So yeah, it's pretty,
you know,
much
never
it.
Any story of that wolf. That was, like, probably the reason why I love wolves.
That looked really cool.
It was an awesome,
you know,
terrifying
but that
wolf.
Movie sucks.
I don't know. In my head, it's great.
I hate that movie.
That's
you know what? I didn't love that
he's
movie
the wizard.
Before.
That's crazy.
Oh, he's wizard.
Oh, that's who he is?
Yes.
I didn't like that movie then.
You're crazy.
I feel like we just... And I
never ending story?
Kid.
I did not care. It did not hold up.
When you
I,
were
as
kid?
Someone who loved... No, when we did it for the, podcast.
No, but as a kid, I didn't love it. I just watched it because it was always on.
I cared more about part two, frankly, as a kid.
Makes sense. Because Jack Black.
Did you like...
No,
Return,
that's part three.
Did you like Jesus. Return to Oz?
I've never seen it.
It sucks.
Is that the one with Fairuza
like
Balk?
I liked it.
Why? Is that the one with Fairuza Balk?
Because you're scary. Because you think you're scary. I hate that.
Well, that
movie.
Is more true to the how the styles of the books. But
if you a big girl with loves poetry, you'll love that movie probably.
What?
You know, Return to Oz, like, because it's scary.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Only big girls seem to love poetry and goth stuff.
Weird.
Gothic big girls probably love it.
Go figure. That's him. That was Nick.
100% Nick's opinion. The opinions of Nick do not reflect the opinions
definitely
of Plane
not.
Zero as
I
a whole.
I did not like
and
it.
Have never.
Yeah. I do not like.
You can find me. That was it, right? Friendly Neighborhood. Yeah. All right. You can find me, Plain Travis, wherever I may roam. As far as recommendations go, hey, Ghost just released a new single for an album that's coming out April 25th. The song is called Satanized. It's pretty good.
Satanized.
Satanized. Satanized. S-A-T-A-N-I-Z-E-D.
S-H-I-T?
S-H-I-T? Yeah. Album comes, like I said, album comes out April 25th, but I really like the song. They've
can't
unveiled
that happened.
They've unveiled the in a class where a kid freaked out because the teacher said shit.
Teacher
when we
said,
were seniors.
He said, I don't give a shit. And then the Asian,
you don't give a shit? S-H-I-T? Like, he
no,
was confused
he,
that
he
said
kept
it. He
kept saying S-H-I-T and it
because
progressively
he the,
getting louder.
The principal, or not the principal, he wanted the teacher to say, yes, that's what I spelled, because he was like, you said shit to me, a student.
And then he stormed out and ran out.
I
Jarvis.
Like that you guys are looking at me and I'm letting it go because no one's heard this story. I've heard it a million times, but I love the enthusiasm of you guys looking at me like it's the first time I've heard
might
it.
Not
oh, okay. Okay, guy, yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm busy looking at your big fat arms.
my unsightly fat arms.
No.
My fat lats.
But yeah, the new Ghost song is great. That's
crazy.
And
crazy.
It was ridiculous.
But then shouldn't you wear smaller t-shirts so they don't, like, wouldn't that make them not look?
Well, no, this
you're
this,
saying they're too baggy.
No, the shirt that I wore today
is too baggy.
Yeah, and so, like, well, because Kirsten even said, she was like, you need to get that smaller.
Yeah,
like,
then
to show off, like, what you actually have.
Then you should wear
because,
smaller.
Because it made me look blockier, I feel. And then so it made my arms look smaller, too. And I'm like, my arms are fat.
Then you should wear a smaller shirt. Then you could wear that mediums.
Well, I'm not a t-shirt.
No, just...
I'm going to get a
I think you should wear smaller.
I would argue that that t-shirt worked fine, too.
A t-shirt's too tight, man.
Dude. Dude.
There's no way.
You didn't look bad in it, though. Mm. Anyways, and I recommend a movie called Strange Darling. I won't say anything about what it is because it's better if you go in dry.
Is it a pornography?
It's on Paramount Plus right now, I believe. No, it is not. But it's a very entertaining movie. It is a movie that jumps around from like back and forth. But
genres?
It's considered a thriller. Some people classified it even into horror, but I don't know if I would agree with that.
Thriller 2?
Yes, T-O-O. but yeah, I would. So those are my recommendations for this week. Like I said, if you can manage to see Strange Darling without anything being spoiled for you, it's pretty solid watch. Yeah, go for it,
the
Jimmy.
Cabin in the Woods.
Hey, well, it's not like metal like Cabin in the Woods, oh, but yeah.
You can find me on Instagram. I'm no longer doing Blue Sky at all. I'm no longer doing X at all because that was a huge waste of my life. So Instagram, you'll just basically see me post a picture. I'm at the gym. But other than that.
And you are the gym.
Yes, I am the gym.
And you have body dysmorphia.
I don't have body dysmorphia. and then so I recommend a lot of white people doing some crazy stuff in documentaries. The first one.
You know why?
Why?
White people got too much time on their hands.
They got too much time on their hands.
Oh, wait. Did you watch the one with the crazy lady?
Which...
Oh. You're going to have to be more specific.
The one with the YouTube lady. Did you watch that one?
Yes. You said you watched one where, with a lady who was on YouTube. Like,
yes.
You're talking about the one who beat her kids or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You
so it was like
that
Mormon
one.
Mormon crazy lady.
So you watched that
thing.
One.
Yeah. So that one's on Hulu, and that was great. demons don't exist, guys, so don't beat your children. Try to beat the demon out of them.
But if they do, though?
And also, if your wife is doing that, and she kicks you out of the house for a year, how about you try to contact your kids and stop being a little bitch? And this guy...
Oh, so he tried to like say, like, I couldn't do anything.
Well, she told me and I love her.
Oh, God.
And this guy was pretty big. He was pretty built. And a year later... and a year later, he lost all of his fucking gains. He was a little bitch. A
but
little
then all,
weak
but,
bitch.
And that was the tragedy of
that,
it all.
That's a tragedy.
That's a tragedy. And then someone died. But he lost
no,
his
no
gains.
No one died. People were just malnourished and beaten.
I mean, the beanbag wasn't that small.
Malnourished. Just
that was just the downfall. Like, this is like, what if we find out, like, Rhett and Link all of a sudden are, like, doing some weird shit?
Fucking asshole.
I mean.
Malnourished is just means bad nourished.
Yes. And then there was also...
He scared me so there was, bad.
Oh, that did scare you?
Did it?
He was standing there for like a minute.
He was there for a while.
And then there was another documentary. It's called The Worst Con Artist on Instagram. And it's what...
Apple Cider Vinegar
is based on. It's pretty awesome. It's just... This lady's just a bad liar who did make millions off of lying. And then they're like, hey, the courts are like,
oh, the ones that they wanted to.
She said she had cancer.
And they're like, you owe us money. And she's basically like, nah. And they're like, whoa, like you got to pay the money. nah. And then she just keeps lying. It's fucking crazy. It's
was she in jail or anything? Or no?
Nothing. No, happened? Because it's like they.
I know. It's their her. Fault for yeah. doing it, right?
She just kept saying, like, hey, I'm going to pay charity. I'm going to give this money to charity. And, like, they're taking possessions away from her, but she's got millions and she's.
Oh, from.
And then
it.
She tried to pretend she's Ethiopian. It's fucking crazy. You should see that. And then the last one, we're in the middle of this lady with her crazy ass boyfriend who looks like he's 60. They decide to do a van, like a camping van blog. And she's bad at it anyway, but apparently she ends up dead. We just need to find out why. I'm pretty sure it's the boyfriend, though.
You know what you got to say?
Did anyone lose gains?
Nah, he in high school, he looked like he was Excuse fucking me. 60.
Like, who's 60 and why was he fucking him?
Keel.
Yeah.
No. Also, the other thing I meant to recommend was also Reacher. Reacher season 3 is back. It's amazing. And Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Hey, you know what? He's too big.
No.
Oh, yeah. And you know what his villain is? You know how they fight? You fight Big Reacher? You get someone even bigger.
Oh, I saw that.
That
huge
big
guy.
Giant guy is amazing.
Who's bigger than Reacher?
Oh, it's just a monster.
Get to season 3 and you'll see.
No,
he's the German giant. No, he's the something Dutch giant, I want to say. Like, that's what he's known as
Alan
in
Richardson,
real life.
Off the
hey, he's getting too big.
No, he's big, but he is on gear.
I know, but he's just too big now.
All right.
He said he wants to play Batman. It's like, he's too big.
It depends on the Batman.
No, he's
it
too
could
big.
Be this new Batman with that fucking shitty symbol. Fat, that's a fat bat.
Oh, yeah, the absolute Batman. Yeah. Brick Shithouse Batman.
Yeah.
That's a good story,
that
though.
Oh, that one?
That's yeah. entertaining book so far.
Probably.
I'm reading it.
Batman has like blue symbol. It looks cool. I like how that new one looks.
In the comic?
Yeah.
In the regular comic.
Yeah, regular comic.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Oh, yeah. I got to get the song queued up. I'm so out of practice.
Also, remember, since we're ending, go crazy in the comments.
Like go fucking nuts.
I want pictures of balls. I want titties.
Well, okay, whoa.
I want
everything.
Mostly
just
balls and titties. Balls
ass
on titties,
titties.
Titties on balls.
Ass and titties.
I mean, they have to be yours. You can't just
big
post random
bitches.
Ass pictures.
You could.
No, we want, yeah, just go for it, man.
Like, go for broke.
As they, you know what? Go over the top.
Yeah. AAA, gone, not forgotten. Yeah.